I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by ZADNA, or the .za Domain Name Authority. I'm joined now by Peter Madabo, acting CEO of ZADNA, for a discussion on the role of the regulatory agency and a broader view on the .za namespace. Peter, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Duncan.
So ZADNA is a non-profit entity accountable to the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies. What does it do exactly? What is its role?
ZADNA is a non-profit organization which was established according to the ECT Act of 2002, specifically Chapter 10 of it, which talks about ZADNA being the regulator and the administrator of the domain namespace in South Africa.
So what does its day-to-day work entail? What is your day-to-day job?
Our day-to-day job is to make sure that we should enhance awareness, should make sure that people are registering their ZA domain names in numbers, and we're also in charge of the policies in terms of the ZA namespace.
Okay. So you're responsible, I believe, for licensing and regulating local internet registrars as well. Who falls under your ambit, and how do you work with those registrars?
We deal with the registrars through the registry. ZADNA is using the triple R model, which is the registry, the registrar, and the registrant model. Mm-hmm. But of course, we deal more directly with the registry.
Registry, and who's the registry?
The registry in this case, the ZACR, ZA
Central
Registry.
Correct. So just explain how it works. Yeah. You're the regulator.
Yes.
So then there's the ZACR.
Yes.
And then under the ZACR, you've got the registrants.
Which is your ISPs.
Okay.
Yes. Like I said, ZADNA regulate the ZA namespace, which means we deal directly with the registry. Mm-hmm. And of course, the registrar and the registrants are part of the domain namespace. So
yes.
We interact.
Okay, so you do have regulatory oversight of everything. But it's the ZACR that you predominantly work with.
Yes, the ZACR is the registry, which means anybody who wants to register the domain namespace will have to go to the registry.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is, maybe just give us an idea, a flavor of the sort of things that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. I mean, in your interactions with the ZACR, what are some of the day-to-day issues that crop up?
The day-to-day issues that we deal with the ZACR are issues that are policy-related. Mm-hmm. In terms of
policies such as
some of the policies that we deal with are the general policies which explains and direct the issues on how the ZA namespace should be conducted.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, obviously, the .co.za domain has been hugely successful in South Africa. They're well over 1 million. I think it's actually over 1.3 million.
It's at 1.2, right?
1.2 right now.
Correct.
.co.za domains, which
yes.
must make it one of the most successful country-level domains
yes.
in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
But there are other categories that fall under .za, including .org.za. How successful have some of those other domain names being in the South African context?
To be honest with you, there is so much growth right now. Of course, there are other challenges which we might talk about at the later stage, but the .co.za, the growth as we speak now is over 1.2 million, and the other ones, talking about the .org.za, mm-hmm. which is at over 20,000, mm-hmm. and we have the web.za, and we have net.za. Web, as we speak now, is roughly at 1.7, and net is at 2,000.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're tiny compared to the .co.za.
Yeah.
That's where the real demand is. Is that a problem? I mean, should there be more registrations in these other domains? Or are you happy with the way it stands?
No, we understand. We're okay with that. But you need to remember that .co.za was the first one to be available as early as 1994, if not 93.
Yes. Yes. It's been going for a very long time indeed.
Yes.
And as you say, hugely successful.
Yes.
There are also new top-level domains, including city domains in South Africa. Have those been adopted to the level hoped for? Do those even fall under ZADNA's regulatory purview?
The cities, they don't fall under ZADNA. Of course, we supported the registry, which is ZACR, during the times of applying and also launching that. But the cities are specifically for the three named cities. That's your .Cape Town, .Durban, and
.Joburg. Yeah, I don't see too many people using it. I have seen a couple of domains, but
the growth there, it's not what we expect it to be, because
yeah.
They're together, they're still less than 15,000.
15, okay. Yeah, I expect, I suppose many people don't want to confine themselves to within certain geographical areas. And if you're an e-commerce business, for example, you tend to target the whole country. And if you've registered myecommercestore.durban, someone in Joburg.
Of course, people are spoiled for choice because you choose according to your own need and according to the company.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But there are specific use cases, I'm sure. What, Peter, in your view, are the benefits of using .za over, say, a .com address? And we do know that some South African companies have chosen to specifically go .com. Are there any particular benefits in looking at .za specifically for your business?
There are quite a few of benefits for registering a .za domain. The benefits of using ZA is that when using .co or .za or any other SLD, it tells everybody that you are a South African online. And by that means that everybody who wants to contact you are able to contact you through your website.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a business and you have your own products that are there, people are able to order online instead of coming physically to your branch. One other thing as a benefit to the for using .za namespace is that you contribute to the South African economy, because when you pay for your fee, for your domain name fee, the money doesn't go out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So by that, we are able to use that money for other social issues, and people are able to get free access to whatever that they need because of your contribution from the money.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak now, Zadna has the Registered Reseller Program, which is a program that comes from the money that we get when people register their domain names. So we are able to go to the historically disadvantaged people, where we encourage people to be the resellers of the domain name space.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Peter, before we wrap up, let's talk about the Zadna's ADR process. ADR, as we mentioned, stands for Alternative Dispute Resolution. Let's say someone registers your company name as a domain without your permission. What is the recourse you have? What do you need to do?
As a client, you need to lodge a dispute, and mm-hmm. you can lodge a dispute on the domaindispute.co.za website.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to fill the form there, which is a dispute form. And then that's where we're going to take it further. You'll have to choose whether you need one adjudicator, where you'll be expected to pay 10,000 rand, mm-hmm. or you can choose to have three adjudicators, which will cost you 24,000 rand.
Okay. Why would you go for three adjudicators over one, for example?
You have a choice to do that. Say that if you need more people to be able to assist you on that, then you can...
More lawyers. Depends how big you are and how big your problem is, right?
I guess so, and how big is your pocket as well.
Okay. Okay. So, and then the adjudicators come in and they'll make a decision and...
Correct.
And then the ZACR will then respect or implement whatever the decision of those adjudicators happens to be.
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, it's been a good discussion, Peter. Peter Madabu is acting CEO of Zadna. Thank you for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you, Duncan.